everyone. This is Ashley from WD8109. This is my with my second episode of my very informal and really not well-planned podcast. I appreciate whoever's listening for, you know, just getting some practice on doing this. Again, this kind of started for my business is going to start doing podcasting. So I started this thinking that I would kind of get an edge on learning how to just get a podcast started and what it was like. So at any rate, I thought the other day I was speaking to my brother-in-law who is planning a trip to Disney World for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party with his girlfriend in October. And he was saying how they're planning to go to Morimoto Asia, which I could relate to his excitement because when my husband and I went to Disney a few months ago, that was one of the restaurants that I couldn't wait to try. We have a Morimoto in New York City where we live, and which we've been to a few times, and we adore. We love it. It's such a special treat for us to go. It's not, it's kind of out of the way for us. So, you know, we definitely plan for special occasions to go, and it is fantastic. So when I heard that they were adding a Morimoto restaurant to Disney Springs, that was probably the most excited I got about any of the new additions. So, anyway, for some of you who may be in, probably what is not a typical position of, trying to figure out, should we go to Morimoto Asia because we've been to the one to Morimoto in New York City, or you know, maybe we're going to New York City, should we go to Morimoto there instead of Disney Springs? I thought that I would share my experience of, you know, the comparison between the two. So first off, again, my husband and I went with two friends, and they're really family members too, but it's nice to have family members that you really like and, you know, love to hang out with. So friends also. And we all went, and a few of us shared the, to start off, the sake sangria, which is absolutely amazing. If you at all are a drinker or appreciate sangria, this some sangria can be very sweet. This one, per the Disney website, is made with Asian pears, apple plum, tangerine juice, sake, light white wine, and plum wine. A carafe is $34. A glass is $12. So if you have friends to share it with and you like sangria, I would say to go for it. Even if you don't like sake, I would say go for it. I think that you'd be pleasantly surprised. It's not very sweet. It's, you know, it's well balanced. It's refreshing. In Orlando, that is such a blessing to have a refreshing drink. I really do would recommend this to pretty much anyone. For people who like sake, though, and not sangria, I think that that would probably be more of a stretch, and you would be more likely to not like it. So, you know, for instance, my husband is not a big sangria person, and he liked it for sangria, but didn't love it as a drink. Whereas I like sake, appreciation for it, but I would not order it. I would rather have, like, you know, Sapporo or some other kind of beer over sake, but I do like sangria and I loved this. So that's kind of an interesting thing to consider. I would definitely go back to Morimoto Asia I can't remember if they even have a bar to sit at, but that drink is worth trying. And, you know, if they have a bar, I will certainly be back to have some of that. My husband, Justin, and I shared a few drinks between us. Kind of instead of thinking of what can we have individually, we thought what looks the best on the menu, and we asked the waitress to give us some recommendations. So we split the tuna pizza, which is a crispy tortilla, tuna sashimi, tomato, jalapeno, and anchovy aioli. Then that's for $15, as well as the hamachi tacos, which is $12. Comes with two tacos, and it's yellowtail sashimi, yuzu kosho guacamole, and lime. We also shared our usual sushi order, which is just a plain one plain maki roll with salmon and then another plain maki roll with tuna. That is just something that my husband and I always order, no matter what sushi restaurant we go to. It's just something we like. It's simple. Usually, you know, it kind of cuts away some of the calories of the spicy mayo or any of the other additions. And when we're at home, that's important to us. Not necessarily as much when we go out or it's a special occasion, but it does help us compare apple to oranges in terms of who has the best sushi. So let's start with the tuna pizza. This was something that we were so excited about because I had seen Twitter kind of in a flurry about how special it was. And I saw the picture shared often. And, for the grand opening, when Chef Morimoto was there, it seemed so unique and exciting. After I have seen that the tuna pizza is also available at Morimoto Manhattan, I have never seen it there. I don't know if that has as a new addition or not, but at any rate, if you have your heart set on this and aren't going to Disney Springs, you can also get that in Manhattan. But at any rate, what the waitress said, it was great, recommended it, said this is one of our, if not a specialty dish, it's, you know, one of our most popular. So we ordered that. And I have to say that it was absolutely unique, but not from a culinary standpoint that exciting, or from a taste and flavor standpoint, not really that exciting. I'd say that the tortilla, maybe it was hard to eat. So it fell everywhere, which is not a problem, you know, if that's the only issue, but the taste just really wasn't that astounding. I think for what it was, again, like the novelty was probably the most, was probably the best part of it, which to me is not enough of, kind of a pull. So I would say that, you know, not necessarily a dish that I would go back for. The hamachi tacos were, I liked better than the tuna pizza, although I remember not preferring the taco itself, the kind of vessel for this delicious yellowtail sashimi. It was a little thicker than I was expecting and kind of more, I think just the way it was prepared was kind of heavier than I was expecting. And it kind of, to me, overpowered.
Hey everyone, this is Ashley from WD.
The yellowtail sashimi and the kind of a delicate, you know, yuzu guacamole and this like line that was very, you know, those are like bright ingredients that should be, you want to taste that over. And to me, I felt a lot that it was a lot of the tortilla or, the vessel, for the taco. And it was good. I'm glad I tried it, but really just, I don't think I'd have that again. And as for the sushi, and I have to say that my husband and I, we started going, you know, to kind of shed some light or to put a spotlight on Morimoto Manhattan. My husband and I went many years ago for a restaurant week and, had some amazing sushi. And it wasn't what we call fancy sushi, but I think that's kind of the norm for most people, that has a lot of different ingredients and maybe, again, like, you know, that the crunchy ingredients or the spicy mayo. This was just raw fish, rice, and, the seaweed wrap. And it was amazing. Like truly out of this world, we felt we were trying something special, amazing. And every single time we've been back to Morimoto in Manhattan, we've always felt the same way. And we've had other things too. We've tried bento boxes. And to be honest, everything that we've had at Morimoto Manhattan has felt special to us and felt like, you know, we were very happy to be there and we felt this was worth every penny because it's not a cheap dinner or lunch. It's a cheaper lunch, as typical for most places, but you know, it's not cheap. So, it's definitely, we felt like it was worth it. And we did not feel that way with Morimoto Asia's sushi with a simple, again, just simple, tuna wrapped in, just a maki roll with rice and the seaweed paper, and then also in addition another maki roll with salmon. It was okay. You know, it was nothing for us to write home about. I would love to compare it to the California Grill, which we have not been to. And I've heard the sushi's great. And I'm not sure, you know, I look forward to comparing them because this really felt like not worth not worth making the trip for to Morimoto Asia. And to give you some background, I'm really truly only comparing this to Morimoto Manhattan. New York, it felt like typical, like your typical sushi restaurant in Manhattan, which I don't think Manhattan has, like, I don't think that we have the best sushi, you know, certainly not in the, not in the planet, but not even in the country. Like I don't consider this a hub for sushi. So, when I say that the sushi at Morimoto Asia did not feel that special, I think that it probably doesn't feel special compared to other, you know, most places around the country. And you know, Hawaii and other places that have really fresh fish. Like it was fresh, but just not special. So keep that in mind. There are many, many other things to have. Our cousins and friends had bento boxes, which, looking at the menu here, bento boxes, lunch set, they looked, it was great. You had, you have a choice of miso soup and house salad, or maybe that may be miso soup and a house salad. A choice of entree, which is orange chicken, kung pao chicken, braised black cod, or vegetable tofu medley. A California roll with choice of white or brown rice. Dumplings and pickled seasonal vegetables. I didn't try that, the lunch set that our family had gotten, but it looked delicious. So I would say if you're going, you know, maybe don't get a plain sushi. If you're like a sushi fan and you're like, I'm just going to get like a clean dish that just kind of really shows how amazing this fish is, I'd say don't do that. Try something different that kind of has a stronger flavor, because this just really wasn't that exciting, unfortunately. Having said all that, this is just a comparison of one to the other. I think that it's still, if you have no access to Morimoto in Manhattan or any of the other places that he's got many restaurants around the country. I suppose around the world, I'm not aware of any off the top of my head that are international, but I'm sure that they exist. If you don't have any other access to Morimoto restaurants, definitely try it. Morimoto's a great chef, and his restaurants are, for the most part, wonderful. They're beautiful. The decor of the one in Manhattan to the one at Disney Springs was comparable. Sorry about the ambient noise there. But I would say that, you know, the New York City one feels more grand and more luxurious, whereas the one at Disney Springs kind of has more of an art. And they have a lot of photography, which is beautiful, but that, you know, that is a strong aspect of the decor there. So if you're there and that's your only opportunity to try a Morimoto restaurant, go for it. Otherwise, if you have the opportunity to pick one over the other, I'd say pick Manhattan. It's great. No complaints from anybody I've ever heard to go there. So, and even like, you know, not a complaint, but kind of like, I've only heard glowing reviews. So at any rate, I don't know how many people that will, you know, this, is relevant to, but at any rate, I hope this kind of helps a bit to, give some insight. There's also so many restaurants at Disney Springs that are exciting that, I kind of feel like it stinks that you have to, when you're on vacation, that you can only choose so many because there's only so many meals that you can eat. So, choose wisely. I think about Indiana Jones, you know, you chose poorly. I don't feel like I chose poorly or my family chose poorly for Morimoto Asia, but we won't be making the same choice again. So thanks for listening. That's it for now. I will come back with episode 3, and I hope you will too. And wishing everyone a great week. Bye, guys.